Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Joe Rosenthal's Pulitzer Prize-winning photograph of the flag raising at Iwo Jima is the iconic image of World War II. One of six Marines in the photo, a Western Pennsylvanian named Michael Strank, gave his life for his adopted country. Born in Czechoslovakia, Strank was raised in Conemaugh, Pennsylvania, near Johnstown. After he graduated from high school, he joined the Civilian Conservation Corps, then at the age of 19, enlisted as a Marine in 1939. Promoted to sergeant in the 2nd Platoon, Easy Company, in the 5th Marine Division, the 25-year-old Strank was sent to the Pacific in preparation for an invasion of several Japanese strongholds. On February 19, 1945, the U.S. forces assaulted Iwo Jima, a small volcanic island 650 miles south of Tokyo. Because of its strategic location, Japanese troops heavily fortified the island, and U.S. Marines suffered 26,000 casualties during the 31 days of fighting. Midway through the campaign on February 23rd, with U.S. and Japanese troops engaged in heavy firefights throughout the island, six soldiers climbed to the top of Mount Suribachi. As Strank and the rest of the men hoisted the stars and stripes, photographer Rosenthal quickly positioned his speed graphic camera on a pile of rocks at the summit of the mountain, just in time to capture the iconic image. The photo quickly hit the Associated Press newswire and spread to newspapers around the world. The historic event has a tragic ending as Strank, along with fellow Marines Harlan Block and Franklin Sousley, were killed in action just 6 days after the flag raising. But Strank remains an American icon and a true hero of the Battle of Iwo Jima. One of his comrades summed up Michael Strank as, "the best Marine I ever knew." But another buddy added, "he was the finest man I ever knew."